The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
I know it's him.
Kelly, calm down. We can't be sure that man is Daddy.
Horace was one of our best agents. He's been fully briefed by Haynes. In the meantime, here is your invitation to the reception this evening at the Chinese Embassy.
So how goes the investigation with our man Gleason?
Well, we found Hedda in his apartment.
Which would prove that he's a low-life Hongan and not one of us.
Professor Lin, I presume.
Ooh, what are you?
You must come to terms with your new surroundings, Professor Lin. You have been chosen for a project that will bring great benefits to your world.
What is this great adventure for which you have taken me against my will?
An alternative energy source for your world, free to all who need it.
Head for the sushi bar to the server on the far right end.
I think I know why you are here, Agent Hawk. Return later and I will give you something that might work.
Kate, I think you'll be headed for Baltimore tomorrow morning. This is the name of the delivery man, his address, and we're guessing the best time to catch him at home.
And now, episode 61, Dead Reckoning. All in all, last night's Chinese Embassy's function wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I saw some old friends, rubbed elbows with some of China's elite, and ate some really good sushi. And thanks to my favorite sushi chef, I got our first good lead in the Lin case. I arranged to have Hernandez and Mac meet me the next morning in my old situation room. It made me feel a little homesick to see the old war board up there with photos and notes, just like we used to do. I was mulling over what the guys had up when they arrived. God bless Mac, he had a cup of coffee for me, just like Barnes used to make for me.
Here you go, a hot cup of Joe.
Oh, Mac, thanks so much. That was very thoughtful of you. You just earned yourself some points.
Yeah, I remembered how you were before that first cup in the morning.
Well, you just lost some points. Good morning, Detective Hernandez.
Good morning. So what do we have that warrants you coming all the way down here?
I went to a function at the Chinese Embassy last night. The sushi chef was the same one from Zhongshan Restaurant. He slipped me this napkin.
So they're doing fortune cookies on napkins now?
These characters represent the name and address of our delivery man, plus the best time to catch him home. So, meet Quang Kuo. And this is the address. According to the chef, he should be home for the next hour and a half.
I'll get the car from the motor pool and meet you guys out front.
I've got a car down there now.
Then you can drive us over.
This is a sys op, so we should use one of ours.
You think that's really necessary, Mac?
Yes, I do. Trust me, I've ridden with her before.
All right, Mac. You just lost all your points.
Good morning, Professor. I trust you slept well.
Sleep? I have been shot by a weapon that should not exist. Taken into a strange capsule that transported me across light years of space to an unknown planet. I meet you, whatever you are, and told I'll be working on a project to give my planet unlimited free electricity. And you ask if I slept well.
Please, Professor Lin, follow me. That is a good summation of the recent events. You must accept them as they are and move forward. I am ready to take you to your new laboratory.
And if I'm not already?
My dear Professor, you are a man of logic and reason. Accept that there are other forms of life in this infinite universe, and that you have had the privilege of experiencing it firsthand. You are now being presented with the opportunity to work with the best minds in this galaxy to perfect an endless source of free energy to your planet.
And why is it that you are interested in my planet? Why not try this first on your own world?
The entire basis for this project comes from your planet, from a man you are about to meet. We feel it only fitting that Planet 310, Earth, be the first.
Or, as we say, the guinea pig.
I do not understand. What does a small mammal have to do with this?
Perhaps you would better understand the term lab rat.
Ah, I see. A subject for experimentation. Rest assured, Professor, the science is solid. It is the implementation we are working to achieve. Professor Lin, may I introduce...
Nicola, this is not possible. He died when I was but a young boy.
Is this our guidance and control expert?
This is Professor Zhang Lin. Professor, this is...
I know who he is. There's no logic that explains his presence. No logic.
Then if you know him so well, you are familiar with his cloaking project.
Of course I am. But nothing was ever proven that it worked. Stories of the ship disappearing and then reappearing hundreds of miles away were just stories. Just as the ones about men being crushed in the middle of Bulkhead's walls when it reappeared.
No one believed me, even though my government recorded the entire incident. I traveled a few minutes in time that day. Their technology was well ahead of us. They felt that I would be of good use many years in the future. So they transported me through a black hole, and here I am.
There is so much to process.
Then I shall leave you two alone. You must come to terms with your situation so that we can move forward with our project. Nicola will be able to answer your questions. The sooner you begin the science work, the better it will be for your planet.
Well, are you just going to stand there? I have no need for ornamental statuary.
But you are dead.
Almost, but not quite. I have aged only a couple of years since my supposed death. But at my age, a couple of years could very well be a lifetime. You must accept that here and now.
Accept that there are intelligent alien life forms.
Judging by what just walked out, intelligent may be somewhat of a stretch.
That you have been transported through time.
Am I not standing in front of you?
I am standing here with you on some alien planet.
Yes, there is nothing wrong with my eyesight. I can clearly see you.
And that we are supposed to construct some device to give our planet free electricity.
Which will not happen if we stand here all day and debate the obvious. You and I are here, and we have a task before us.
How can you be so calm?
Professor, I may seem somewhat callous towards you, but you must understand that I have had a great deal of time to grow accustomed to my circumstances. Trust me, I have empathy for your situation, but you must accept your current condition. You must proceed with this project.
I have not yet decided to join in with this project. I must return to university. My students await me.
You have no recourse, my friend.
What do you mean?
I have seen what these creatures can do. I was incarcerated on this planet. Even though my surroundings were tolerable, I saw what happened to their enemies. They have no remorse or pity. Some specialize in death. I highly suggest you accept their terms and work with me.
And if I refuse?
Did you by chance observe an extremely tall greenish creature with Lord Zokar?
A most frightening specimen.
His favorite word is eviscerate.
I see. Perhaps I should seriously consider staying here and assisting you.
Good morning, Agent Barnes.
Good morning, Malcolm.
I trust you slept well, sir.
Like a log. Yeah, of course I woke up in the fireplace.
I beg your pardon, sir. The fireplace?
A little earth humor.
Yes, very little, sir. I have a message for you. It arrived early this morning from the controller.
Should I bother reading it, or are you just going to tell me?
Well, Agent Barnes, it appears that headquarters is quite happy with the work you have done here. And you are to be congratulated.
Well, that's nice to hear.
And that they feel your talents would be best utilized back on Earth.
That isn't so nice to hear.
Is Sir unhappy with its prospect?
Yes, Sir is unhappy. I'm not finished with my investigation yet. This case is just starting to warm up. I'm nowhere near done.
Agent Barnes, I've been here a long time, and I've seen many things along the way. It is my experience that when the IDF give a directive, there is no saying no.
Well, it's going to take 2 days for my response to get back. Let's just say that I may be out of reach for a couple of days.
But, sir, you can be easily tracked with all the equipment in your head.
Equipment? Yeah, equipment. Seems like It's acting up on me. I can't quite understand you, Malcolm.
But I understand you perfectly, sir.
What's that you say, Malcolm? Blah, 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 yada, 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 yada.
I beg your pardon.
Blah, 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 yada, 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 blah, blah.
What a very peculiar man.
Thank you for calling the law office of Merritt, Vincent, and Windsor. This is Kelly. How may I direct your call?
Kelly, my name's Ed Haynes with the American Embassy in Ankara.
It's Dad. You have my father. Is he all right?
Yes, ma'am. He's fine. He's been through quite an ordeal, but he is fine. I'll let you talk with him soon. There's just a few things I need to go over.
Yes, of course, but you're sure he's okay?
I'm positive. Your father's been languishing in a Turkish prison for the last 5 years. We were never notified of his incarceration. In fact, Turkish authorities themselves are denying that he was ever in prison.
How is that possible? I know the Turkish legal system is a bit harsher than ours, but I would think that they keep accurate records.
There are several levels of prisons here in Turkey. Your father was in an F prison. These house the worst of the worst, along with political dissidents. We've learned that your father was investigating a human trafficking ring when he got caught up in a political scandal.
What do you mean, political scandal? What would Dad be doing getting involved in Turkish politics?
That certainly wasn't his intention. As I understand it, the ring led to a high-ranking government official.
Say no more, Mr. Haynes. I can see what happened. How did he get released?
The official that was charged with several counts of racketeering was run out of office. Our best guess is that his replacement was made aware of your father's investigation when they were investigating the official themselves. I think they just let him go.
If that's the case, why are they disavowing any knowledge of his imprisonment?
You see, it's bad enough to oust a high-ranking politician. I suppose they didn't want to add on any more embarrassment to the whole situation. So they claim no knowledge of the whole matter.
And what about our side? Why are we not saying anything?
It's a delicate matter of diplomacy. We have no proof of what happened, since your father was working independent from us. We can't go off charging the Turks with false imprisonment when we have no record of him actually being there.
Are you trying to say that my father might be lying about the whole thing?
No, nothing like that at all. What I'm saying is we have no proof. We've been in debriefings with him for several hours. He has too much inside information on some of the people being held there to not have been in prison with him. Diplomatically, our best option is not to pursue the matter.
But what about the press? It's been on the news here. Do you think the media will not pursue it?
It really becomes a matter of we said, they said. Your father's been briefed on how to deal with the press. The reason I'm calling you is that you need to take the same road as your father is taking. He was arrested on false charges, got lost in the system. He was released after 5 years, just as mysteriously as he was arrested.
Does Kate know?
One of our staff is getting in contact with her now. We've been told that she's on a stakeout. When we notify her, we'll contact you with a conference video to chat with your father. Is your email address the same as it was 5 years ago?
Yes. Email's the same and cell is the same. Do you need that number?
Your father has provided us with all of that information. I'll be sending you a link and a call time. Just follow that link and type in the password provided. Make sure that you have a computer that has internet access with a video camera.
That's not a problem. Do you have a time in mind?
It all depends on Kate. If it looks like it's going to be after 4 p.m., I'll call you. Otherwise, watch for our email.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. I'll be here until at least 5 p.m.
Well, I'll be in touch.
It's been awfully quiet in here. Professor, have you come to a decision?
It is all too clear to me that the decision has already been made.
You are free to choose as you like, Professor Lin.
I shall stay. But I need some certainties.
Such as?
I have full control over the software programming. An energy-producing beam of this magnitude could be devastating if handled improperly.
Overall control is in the hands of Nikola. You will refer all matters of programming to him. Our people will assist in any code writing or testing you require. Gentlemen, you have both made the correct decision. The completion of this project will usher in a new dawn of prosperity for your planet. Once we establish and refine the system, we will move on to our planet and those of our neighbors.
One small step at a time. We are running here before we have even begun to crawl.
And what is your timeline?
I am finalizing the plans for a receptor. Your people will construct it 50 kilometers from here. By the time they have completed the tower, I should be ready to run a small test. We will transmit an energy particle beam to the tower. If we can convert it to electrical power, we will be ready to proceed on a grander scale.
A ground-to-ground target of just 50 kilometers should not present a problem with targeting. But when we get to great distances and rotating and revolving planets, a task will not be so easy.
Proceed as planned. Turn over your completed plans and a list of required materials to our chief engineer. Can you complete them within the week?
If I am not disturbed by these frequent interruptions, yes, 1 week is sufficient.
So be it. And again, you both have made the right decision.
Maybe so, maybe not.
Hey, Perkins, got your message? Got a breakthrough in the case?
Afraid not, Jim. Gleason is dead.
Dead? What happened?
Apparently, his dental bridge was not just for his bite. It had a hollow compartment.
Don't tell me. Cyanide capsules.
It's a good bet. We haven't verified what it was, but it was definitely lethal.
But we didn't really have anything solid on him. Why would he do something like that?
It pretty much verifies that he's Hongan. It's like I said before, he would rather face death than his superiors. Once they are captured, most Hongans choose death over imprisonment.
So was he on suicide watch?
Of course, but there was no way we could have foreseen him hiding a lethal poison in his teeth. We do a body scan of all prisoners, but this compartment didn't show up. It obviously had a lead lining, so it looked solid on our scan.
Well, I guess this means dental checkups will be on your list from now on.
I think what prompted it was that the hair test came back from the lab. It was confirmed that Gleason was dying his naturally blue hair.
So, what now?
His body is in autopsy now, but I doubt we'll find anything useful.
First, Lieutenant Salam gets taken out by Gleason. Then he offs himself. Man, these guys don't play around.
Rage doesn't like loose ends. So, what will become of Agent Jim Barnes now that this case is, pardon the pun, dead?
Well, I received a message this morning that headquarters wants me back on Earth. I was gonna stall the whole matter until something broke on this case. I guess not having any live suspects pretty much breaks it for me.
So I guess you'll be heading back?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, at least I can order a cheeseburger and know exactly what I'm getting. Thanks for everything, Mr. Perkins.
No, thank you. You've been a great help. But before you go, you might want to hang around for a couple of minutes. We're giving the housing department and Miss Tyler a special unit citation for helping us nab Gleason.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss this for the world, or any of them. Oh, there's the lady of the hour now. Excuse me.
Sure.
Hey, Lynn!
Agent Barnes, how nice to see you again. I heard about Gleason.
Yeah, it's a shame. I was hoping to get more information on him. Hey, by the way, congratulations on the citation.
Oh, thanks. But it wouldn't have happened if you hadn't come in that day.
And signed your little sheet.
And signed our little sheet.
Well, unfortunately, I've been called back home. I'm going to have to leave as soon as the transportation is arranged.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But it'll be good to get back home.
What about you? You ever get back home?
On rare occasions. Why? You're going to take me out to that dinner you promised?
Ah, you got a deal. Just notify the IDF whenever you get back, and we'll do just that.
Okay, your world or mine?
I gotta admit, I had never heard that one before.
Ah, the exciting career of law enforcement. Meet new people, serve and protect, sit around in a hot car all day.
You should have read the brochure more carefully, Mac.
Just like hunting geese. You sit in a blind for 3 or 4 hours, waiting for one to stray close to your decoys, and maybe you get a shot, or maybe you don't.
Well, I've never seen any geese on Charles Street. Besides, if I wanted a goose, I'd go to Lexington Market and get one all dressed and ready to go.
Could you imagine that city boy back there in a deer stand all day?
Hardly.
Don't look now, but I think I see our buck leaving the apartment.
That's him. All right, Hernandez, you take the opposite side of the street. Mac, cross over here. I'm going to walk past him, then stop him. He should recognize me from the restaurant. I'll try to distract him while you two move in.
Sounds like a plan.
On it.
Oh, hey. Hi. Aren't you from the restaurant? He's running back to the apartment.
We're right behind you.
Quan Kuo, police. We just want to talk to you. Open the door.
Mr. Kuo, open the door. This is the Baltimore PD. Mr. Kuo, open the door.
Mac, use that size 11 search warrant.
You got it.
Mac, calling the paramedic team.
Don't bother. Smell that?
Almonds? Cyanide?
If this med container was full, our man here just took enough to take out most of the Red Army.
Whoever Quan was working for must be bad news for him to commit suicide over being questioned.
My guess is we're looking at an international espionage. I guess your office will be taking full control now.
Mac, go ahead and make the call. Let the coroner know no autopsy for now. Hold him in the morgue until I get back to you. I have a feeling the federal side will want to do the autopsy.
Will do. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to notify my superiors. I'm sure they're going to want to know exactly where Mr. Kuo comes from. And so do I.
Three potential witnesses to Rage's plans, and all three are dead. Is Quan Kuo from the other side, or worse, is he another Hongan spy? Find out in our next episode, The Cookie Crumbles.